time to begin. Good morning. My name is David Lau. I used to teach here at this school, and even though I'm retired, I'm still given the privilege to come here once a month and address you at chapel. So the portion of the Bible that I want to talk to you about today is in 2 Chronicles. In fact, we'll be at that book throughout this church year, God willing. Now, school year has barely begun, but perhaps some of you have already been reprimanded or corrected by your teachers or supervisors or parents. The question is, how have you reacted to that admonition? Have you gotten angry? Are you thinking of trying to get even somehow or pay back? Or have you accepted the admonition as coming from someone whom God has put over you for your good and for your blessing? Well, let me talk to you about two kings, descendants of King David, and of course ancestors then of our Lord Jesus Christ, the last and greatest son of David. Father and son. Father was King Asa. Son was King Jehoshaphat. Both of them ruling in Jerusalem about 700-800 years before Christ. Now, both of them were reprimanded by prophets of God. The first one, King Asa, was told face to face by the prophet, "You have done foolishly." And how did he react? The Bible says Asa was angry with the seer and put him in prison, for he was enraged at him because of this. Now, some years later, his son Jehoshaphat was the king, and again a prophet came to him to reprimand him. Jehoshaphat was a godly king, but he had made one very bad mistake that cost him, cost the future generations great troubles, and that was that he made an alliance with King Ahab, the wicked king of Israel in the north. And so, after a campaign that he had made with Ahab, the prophet of God came to Jehoshaphat and again told him face to face. He said, "Should you help the wicked and love those who hate the Lord? Therefore the wrath of the Lord is upon you." Well, how did Jehoshaphat react to this harsh word from the prophet? Did he follow in the footsteps of his father Asa and put the prophet in prison and get very angry and enraged? No, he did not. But he accepted this admonition, and even though he made no big show of repentance, from that time on, he tried to do those things in his life and in his rule that would please the Lord. So, this is what we read. It tells us, 2 Chronicles chapter 19, tells us that Jehoshaphat brought them back to the Lord God of their fathers. So he became very concerned about the correct teaching of the Word of God in his land. He was also concerned about law and order, for we are told that he appointed judges in the land and gave strict orders to these judges. "You do not judge for man, but for the Lord. Let the fear of the Lord be upon you. Take care and do it, for there is no iniquity with the Lord our God, no partiality nor taking of bribes." Jehoshaphat appointed the best persons he could find to be leaders in his land, to be the teachers of the people. And he gave them instructions. He said, "You shall act in the fear of the Lord faithfully and with a loyal heart." So he wanted these leaders to be like the prophet of God who had reprimanded him, who had not been afraid to talk to the king and call attention to his faults so that he could correct them. And so he told these leaders, these teachers among the people, he said, "You shall warn them lest they trespass against the Lord and wrath come upon you and your brethren. Do this and you will not be guilty. Behave courageously and the Lord will be with the good." So, the next time one of your teachers or supervisors or your parents come to you and tell you you have done wrong, reprimand you for something foolish or wrong that you have done, then you have these two kings to think about. Are you going to be like King Asa, who got angry and enraged and tried to make life miserable for the prophet of God? Or are you going to be like King Jehoshaphat, who accepted admonition and correction from the prophet of God, and from that time on tried to live his life as a God-fearing, pious leader of his people, giving a good example to others and helping others do the right thing? So Jehoshaphat did what he could to correct his ways. He became a staunch defender of God's prophets, and he chose leaders for his people who would not be afraid to speak the word of God, no matter whom they were addressing. Now, actually, God's prophet was somewhat gentle with King Jehoshaphat. At the same time, he told him that the wrath of the Lord was upon him. He also said to him, "Nevertheless, good things are found in you, in that you have removed the wooden images from the land and have prepared your heart to seek God." So you see, the prophet of God did not address Jehoshaphat as though he were an enemy of God, but as a child of God, as someone who had his sinful flesh in him that could lead him astray. And you see, that's the way we Christians are. We are believers in God. He forgives our sins from day to day. We want to do those things that please Him because our God has loved us and given us His Son to be our Savior. And certainly we want to love Him who loved us first. But the sinful flesh gets in the way, leads us astray from time to time, and so God gives us people who are over us to correct us, to reprimand us when needed, for our good. And we should receive these words from those persons whom God has appointed over us, because God has put them over us for our blessing. And we want to gain the good that God wants to give us through them. So, let us conclude then by singing hymn number 416.